Hello, you're listening to 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this program is Come All Ye, and it's folk music. We'll start off with one about sour milk. Well, it's about the milk cart, possibly, an 1880s account of a romance between a cart driver named Dan Steele and Maggie Watts. Is it true? I don't know. But there was a sour milk cart somewhere up in Scotland, and somebody wrote a song about it.
I am a country chappy and I'm serving at full noon. A ferry near to Eaglesham, that fine old fashioned town, where we're the milk each morning, a little after three. We tack the road together, that old black horse and me. We cheeks in red and rosy, and in see bonny blue. We'll dance and glance, and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, and she stole away my hair, riding into Glasgow on the sour milk cart. The other morning, early as the barling we did pass, I happened to forget her, we a braw young country lass. Says, I'm a braw young lassie, and are you gone, my heart? I would drive you into Glasgow and my sour milk cart. We cheeks see red and rosy, and in see bonny blue. I'll dance and glance, and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, and she stole away my hair, riding into Glasgow on the sour milk cart. I raised her up beside me and we soon got on the crack. I slipped my arm around her waist as by my side she sat. And I tell the old stories as the woods around us rang, with the Lilton o' the Mavis and the black for she sang. We cheeks see red and rosy and in see bonny blue. Oh, dance and glance and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy and she stole away my hair, riding into Glasgow on the sour milk cart. I've heard the lords and ladies making love in shady bowers, and who they wouldn't want among the roses and the floors. I'll never forget that morning that we cubed through his dirt, and mad me pop the question on the sour milk cart. We cheeks are red and rosy, and in see bonny blue. I dance and glance, and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, and she stole away my hair, riding into Glasgow on the sour milk cart. Parents, he consented, good next term time comes around. I'm going to buy a harness plate and a brand new silken goon. We're settling to get married just about next August fair, and all our old acquaintances, I hope to see them there. We cheeks are red and rosy and in see bonny blue. Oh, dance and glance, and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy and she stole away my hair, riding in the Glasgow on the sour milk cart. The lass had never had a hurl in a carriage o'er days. See, when that I propose, we hear coaching by the grays. Now, now, can she the soul of skirt? You can be canny spirit. I rather hear the juggling of your sour milk cart. We cheeks see red and rosy and in see bonny blue. Dance and glance, and she pierced me through and through. She fairly won my fancy, and she stole away my hair, riding into Glasgow on the sour milk cart.
There you go. Did you understand all that? The Sour Milk Cart from a group called Jock Tamson's Bairns. John Kroll singing that one. Rod Patterson did a lot of the singing for that band, but John Kroll contributing that one. The Sour Milk Cart. Welcome to Come All Ye. Nice to have you along again today. We'll go to a tune that I play every now and again in the hope that maybe somebody somewhere can tell me where it comes from. Well, I know where this one comes from. It comes from a CD called A Family Gathering by A.C. Cargill. The sleeve notes are a bit sketchy, but I'll read a bit of it for you. Old-time fiddler Asa Cargill had married ballad singer Hattie Mae Tyler to unite two musical families. Well, there may have been other reasons, but anyway, that was one of the effects. Among the musicians that day, I'm not sure which day it is, but when this was recorded, presumably, was 12-year-old A.C. Cargill. His father, presumably, was Asa. A.C. Cargill was playing banjo in the melodic Tyler drop thumb style. Most of the music on this album are dance tunes, although there are several mountain ballad melodies. And we're going to hear a Civil War song called Battle of Shiloh. Now, if it really is a song, I've never heard words to it, but it's a cracker of a tune. It's the Battle of Shiloh from A.C. Cargill and some chums. And it just fades out. I wonder how long they kept playing. Apparently, that recording was made at an outdoor family gathering in Kentucky around 1960 and recorded on a primitive tape recorder. But the material was digitally remastered, so it sounded better than it would have otherwise, I suppose. And that's the Battle of Shiloh. And I don't know much about that tune. The battle itself was pretty awful. Both sides, and we're talking American Civil War, both sides lost over 10,000 soldiers. Anyway, fine tune. Never heard it anywhere else except on this album. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's Us Not Them. It's Jason and Chloe Roweth with Jim McWinney. Recorded in 2001. That was Us Not Them. Chloe and Jason Roweth with Jim McWinney playing baron on three tracks on that album, but not the track we heard. That was Salvation Jane, written by Chloe and Jason. The album is called One Man's Weeds, Another Man's Flowers, and that's pretty much the story of Salvation Jane, or Patterson's Curse, depending on your perspective. We'll hear from a venerable lineup of musicians from Ireland back in the mid-1960s, the Sweeney's Men. I'll take two tracks.
Summer sun begins to fade, fading away with the waning year, changing my tempo. Now autumn is here. Thank you.
That's called The Pipe on the Hob. And before that, a song called Autumn Gold, which I think was probably composed by the man who sang it, Andy Irvine, I think. Came from a double album of music by Sweeney's Men, a group that was a precursor to the Irish traditional superstar band, Planxty, recorded more than 50 years ago. Another double play now. This is the group called the Early Mays, M-A-Y-S. We'll hear a song that's pretty well known called Dear Companion. Nice sorrowful lead vocals on this one. And then a fiddle tune from Kentucky, which I think may have come from John Salyer, terrific fiddle player from that part of the world. So the Early Mays.
Did have a dear
and round it goes. That's a John Salyer composition called Lonesome John. I hope it wasn't autobiographical. Driving modal fiddle tune from Kentucky, they describe it. That was the early Mays, M-A-Y-S, they spell the last word, self-titled album. Now, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Cold Blows the Wind, and it's by the group Granny's Attic. We've heard a little bit of Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoin in recent programs. He plays the Anglo concertina and melodeon and sings. George Sansom plays guitar and bouzouki and also sings. And Lewis Wood plays violin and viola and, you guessed it, he sings as well. They're a pretty good trio. Two albums, I think, to their credit so far. Maybe more on the way. We'll start the featured album with one of the many traditional songs on the album. This is Where the Swan Swims So Bonny.
A farmer lived in the North Country. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. He had daughters, 1, 2, 3. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. These daughters walked by the river's brim. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. The eldest pushed the youngest in. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. Oh, sister, sister, lend me your hand. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. And I will give you house and land. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. I'll neither give you hand nor glove. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. Unless you give me your true love. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. Sometimes she sank, sometimes she swam. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. Until she came to the miller's dam. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. The miller's daughter being dressed in red. Swims a swan. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. And it's very like to a gentle woman. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. They laid her out on the bank to dry. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. There came a harper passing by. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. He made hot pins of the fingers fair. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. He made hot strings of a golden hair. Where the swan swims so bonny, oh. He made a harp of her breastbone. Hey ho, me nanny, oh. The harp began to play. Where the swan swims. yonder sits my father the king. Hey ho, minnani ho, and yonder sits my mother queen, where the swan swims so bonny o. Yonder sits my brother Hugh. Hey ho, minnani ho, and by him William sweet and true, where the swan swims so bonny o. My false sister Anne. Hey ho, minnani o, who drowned me all for the sake of a man, where the swan swims so bonny o, where the swan swims so bonny o.
I must have a couple of dozen different versions of that song over many, many recordings. That one from the featured album. They call it Where the Swan Swims So Bonny. But it always tells the same story of the good sister being pushed into the river by the bad sister. Often sung as a Scottish tune, called the Twa Sisters, the two sisters. That's the longest track on this featured album. Kicks in at a little under 6.5 minutes, but gives you a bit of an idea of what the trio can do. They are Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, who plays Anglo concertina and melodeon, and it was melodeon on that track, I think. Also, George Sansom plays guitar and bouzouki, and Lewis Wood playing violin and on that track, viola. They were schoolmates. And now they're bandmates. That album released early in 2025, and we'll hear a few more tracks from that in the course of the program today. Next one from a long time ago. Two tunes from Shetland, as well they might be, considering the album is called The Silver Bow, Shetland Folk Fiddling, Volume 1. Tom Anderson, Ali Bain, Trevor Hunter and Davy Tulloch, probably all playing fiddles on that track. with Violet Tullock sitting in the background. She was the piano accompanist but didn't feature prominently on that one. We heard an old version, apparently, of the Fula Reel, the old reel. And Fula is a little wee island off the coast of Shetland, Britain's least inhabited island, I think. With it, they put another tune called Wanadepia. No, Wanadepla. Wanadepla. And that's a troy or troll tune. And the troys and the trolls were well known for their music, if not their real existence. And that one came from the island of Fetlar in Shetland. Lovely music on that album. If you like Scottish music, that's right up there. Next track comes from a fellow named Danny Carthy. His album is Stand and Look Around You. We're going to hear a song written by Colm Sands called Whatever You Say, Say Nothing.
Say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear you now, you know what you'd get. They take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who said, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. Now you all know what I'm speaking of when I mention you know what. And I fear it's very dangerous to even mention that. For the other, it is always near, although you may not see. If anyone asks who told you that, please don't mention me. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear you now, you know what you'll get. They take you up to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who said, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. Now you all know who I'm speaking of when I mention you know who. And if you know who could hear me now, you know what he'd do. Though if you don't see me again, you know why I'm away. And if anyone asks you where I've gone, here's what you must say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear you now, you know what you'll get. They take you up to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who said, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. So not to mention such and such. I'd better end my song now, I've already said too much. The less you say and the less you hear, the less you go astray. The less you think, the less you do, the more you'll hear them say. Whatever you say, say nothing when you speak about you know what. If you know who should hear you now, you know what you'll get. They take you off to you know where, for you wouldn't know how long. So for you know who said, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. So for you know who said, don't let anyone hear you sing this song. Da dum 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 da dum dum da dum 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 da dum 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 da dum dum da dum 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 dum. Thank you.
they finally got around to playing it in the version that perhaps we all know. That was Greensleeves, of course, from a group called the York Waits. The album is Fortune My Foe, popular music from the period of the Gunpowder Plot. I don't have any recordings from the Gunpowder Plot because it was in 1605. But there we heard a group that uses kirtles and shawms, hurdy-gurdies, sack butts, various bagpipes, shrap fifes, shawms, pipes, tabor. Goodness me. The York Waits and Gunpowder Plot music. Here's Nick Jones. This is the Isle of France.
Oh, the sky was dark and the clouds advanced when a convict came to the Isle of France, and around his leg he wore a ring and chain, and his country was of the shamrock green. I am from the shamrock, the convict cried, that has been tossed on the ocean wide for being unruly, I do declare. I was doomed to transport these 7 long years, when 6 of them and past. I was coming home to make up the last, when the winds did blow and the seas did roar, and they cast me here on this foreign shore. And then the coast guard, he played a part, and with some brandy he cheered the convict's heart. Although the night is far advanced, you shall find a friend on the Isle of France. So he sent a letter all to the Queen concerning the wreck of the Shamrock Green, and his freedom came by a speedy post. The absent convict they thought was lost. God bless the coast guard, the convict cried, for he saved my life from the ocean wide. I'll drink his health in a flowing glass, and here's success to the Isle of France.
Another recorded song. But that's up there with the best versions, I reckon. Nick Jones, This was released on an album called Game, Set, Match. And I think it was an album made up of recordings taken at various live concert performances, that sort of thing. Nick Jones suffered a car accident in 1982 that put an end to his recording career at that time for many, many years. His music lives on, and you'll certainly keep hearing it on this program because it's great. Here's another one from Granny's Attic. The featured album is called Cold Blows the Wind. This is Bobbing Joe and Lumps of Pudding. Granny's Attic from the featured album Cold Blows the Wind. We heard Bobbing Joe and Lumps of Pudding, played considerably slower than usual, but I think it works well. They're not afraid to tamper with traditional tunes. Most of the stuff on the album, I think I said earlier, is traditional. There's one piece that was written by the string player, Lewis Wood, violin and viola. We will hear that track a little later in the program, and we'll come back to the album shortly. But a few more things to do before then.
He laughed and he cried.
Just Not Fair. That's Harriet Bartlett, and she was 16 when she recorded that. Amazing piece of work there. It's a Bobby McLeod composition called Jean's Reel. Before that, Dick Gossip's Reel. And before that, a song, Crazy Man Michael. And who composed that? Yes, you knew. Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick. From Fairport Convention days, Sandy Denny's version was the first one that Harriet Bartlett heard. So she put it on this album called Eyes Wide Open. 16, my goodness. Ian F. Bingy, or Benzy, maybe, I don't know. I've not heard him introduce himself. He used to be, at one point, the lead singer with Old Blind Dogs, wonderful favourite band of mine from the northeast of Scotland. After he left the band, he went on to record a few albums. I don't know whether he's still recording. But this one's called Eyes the Bye, and a song from that album called Jenny Dang the Weaver.
is wadding on the green. The lasses bonny witches were hard dressed out in aprons clean and poor white Sunday matches. Maggie bade the lads take tent, but Jock would no believe her. Soon the fool his folly kent, and Jenny dang the weaver. Jenny dang, Jenny dang, Jenny dang the weaver. But soon the fool his folly kent, and Jenny dang the weaver. Oh, it's ilka country dancer ill, we heard he would be bobbin'. When she sat down, then he sat down, he tae her would be gabbin'. For ere she get be puttin' ben, the coof would never leave her. A gecklin' like a clockin' hen, sin' Jenny dang the weaver. Jenny dang, Jenny dang, Jenny dang the weaver. A gecklin' like a clockin' hen, sin' Jenny dang the weaver. Oh, go he my lass to change my mind, and troth I'll never swither. You've bonny heen, and if you're kind, you'll never seek another. She hummed and hard, the lass cried good and bad, the coof would leave her. Snapped her fingers, lapped and laughed, dang the silly weaver. Jenny dang, Jenny dang, Jenny dang the weaver. She snapped her fingers, lapped and laughed, and dang the silly weaver. Wedding on the green, the lasses bonny witches were a' dressed out in aprons green and blaw white Sunday matches. Maggie bade the lads take tent, but Jock would no believe her. Soon the fool his folly kent, when Jenny dang the weaver. Jenny dang, Jenny dang, Jenny dang the weaver. And soon the fool his folly kent, when Jenny dang the weaver. Jenny dang, Jenny dang, Jenny dang the weaver. A kecklin' like a clockin' hen, since Jenny dang the weaver.
Bystander on Crystal Neck. It's a scene that's reenacted. every day. And you won't find in your holy text the answer to who will be the next, unless we put our bodies in the way. Manacled and blindfolded, his prisoners are trembling. His dogs, they snarl and harry. His sadists have their way. He annexes their liberty and conquers them to own their land, to punish them for doing what he does every day. He's mired in his religious pride. His high priest says he's justified. He asked his God. His God said it's okay. He disrespects his people's will. There's no limit to who he'll kill, unless we put our bodies in the way. Consider the distortion of his astigmatic vision, where all contrary evidence is not before his eyes. The mark of his malignancy and the reason we must challenge him is the extent to which the fat man can believe in his own lies. And so we find we must resist the will of a deity that can't exist. You must speak out, you have to have your say. And folk will die and folk will weep, and the sick will be awakened from their sleep, unless we put our bodies in the way. Unless we put our bodies in the way.
That's the Simon Hopper Band. Simon Hopper composed that and sang it, an album called A Land for the Many. Bodies in the Way, with the comment, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. True dat. Now, set of tunes. Will I tell you what they're called? All right. First one's Mama, Come Let's Dance. It was composed by Jerry Holland, who was a terrific musician from, originally I think from Boston, but spent most of his time I think in Canada. The second one, I promise you, refers to whiskey, an old Gaelic description of whiskey being best naked, i.e. undiluted. Don't put water in it. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that, but anyway, it's a tune called She's Sweetest When She's Naked. I just play them, folks. I don't give them names. Thank you. There we had Mama, Come Let's Dance, and She's Sweetest When She's Naked. No comments. That's by another fiddle ensemble. They're called Blazon Fiddles. No G in Blazon. Alan Henderson, Bruce McGregor, Ian McFarlane, and Jenna Reed, with Angus Lyon playing piano and Anna Massey playing guitar and fiddle on some tracks. You're listening to Come All Ye, and if you'd like to listen to the program again, you can do so. Listen on Demand is available for almost all the programs and almost always within a few days of the program going to air. You can reach Listen on Demand and hear it again. Call it a podcast if you like. It's not really. By going to comeallye.com, and there's a big blue button there for you to press, and you can hear the program again, because it'll take you to 2MCE's Listen on Demand section. And a lot of scrolling, you can listen to a program from 2019, or you can get there directly from 2MCE.org. 2MCE being the fine radio station to which you are tuned, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and at the aforementioned URL, 2MCE.org, anywhere in the wide world. Back to Granny's Attic now. No, you don't have to climb the stairs. That's the group. Featured album today, Cold Blows the Wind. This is The Nightingale.
The nightingale. My father, he contrived it so that my true love on ship should go. He sent a gang who did not fail to press my love to the nightingale. 'Twas on the 9th of November last, the wind it blew a blast. The ship got ready for to sail. To the bottom went the nightingale. My love was lost, appeared to me a deadly ghost. His hair erect, his visage pale, thy love was drowned in the nightingale. When I arose on my pillow high, that dreadful ghost to me did fly, and it's little a thought my love should sail and end his days in the nightingale. Oh, Mary, Mary, don't be surprised, for in the bay of Biscay my body lies. I became the prey of the shark and whale. That was my fate on the nightingale. Father's dwelling I will forsake, for some lonesome valley I mean to take, for some silent shade where I'll bewail and mourn the loss of the nightingale.
Finished. Oh, I thought it'd kick on a little longer than that. Silly me. The Nightingale from Granny's Attic, and our featured album today, Cold Blows the Wind. Next on Come All Ye, I'm going to play two tracks by Lauren Sheehan, who's a good singer and instrumentalist. She plays or accompanies herself on guitar, or maybe a resonator guitar sometimes, on most tracks on most of her recordings. But she has been known to venture into mandolin occasionally. We'll let her do that right now with a duet. I'm trying to find who Greg is. Who's Greg? Greg Clark. He's the other mando player on this. This is called Carroll County Blues, and then I'll let her sing a song.
By far, with a satisfied mind.
Kissed and parted.
and away my favourite Revenant song. That one, the night visiting song, I Must Away Love, sung there magnificently by the Voice Squad, Irish trio, male voices, just do that song so well. Slightly weird song, I'll give you that, but sounds terrific. I'm going to play two tracks from the featured album because I'm going to run out of time otherwise. First one is an instrumental, two tunes called The New Allemande and Quickstep. These were put together by the violin player. He didn't write them, but they were inspired by his time living in Hampshire and the local tunes he heard there. And then I'll play a song called Conversations, which was composed by Lewis Wood, the violin viola player in this trio. It was inspired by the lawsuit inflicted on Ed Sheeran by the estate of Marvin Gaye over the chord progression in Marvin Gaye's song Let's Get It On. It's a widely used sequence of chords which also appear in this song, just so you know. And for the record, it's an entirely original piece which sounds nothing like Marvin Gaye or Ed Sheeran. And it shows, while the album leans on traditional material, the band are quite comfortable doing their own material as well. So, two tunes, or two tracks, from the featured album Cold Blows the Wind by Granny's Attic.
Thank you.
Gosh, doesn't that sound like Marvin Gaye? Of course it doesn't. It's called Conversations, final track from the featured album today. Cold Blows the Wind by Granny's Attic. Self-published album, came out early in 2025, and it's pretty good. I leave you with some music from Kruvrua. Kruvrua. The full set, I'm not sure how far into it we are. Humours of Ballyconnell, Come West Along the Road, Kitty Got a Clinking, Coming from the Races, and The 5 Mile Chase. Thank you for being with me today. Come back soon and we'll do it all again. This is Come All Ye and I'm Bruce Cameron. You're listening to 2MCE. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.